Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Mueller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
Move 'em on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
Yeah.
How was your weekend, buddy?
Good. We had another wedding.
Yes. You got married again?
I did. Yep.
Poor Joe.
Fourth time or fifth time this year.
That's kind of nice, huh?
Yeah.
She keeps saying yes.
Yeah,
huh?
Right. Well, no, I wouldn't go that far, but nonetheless, yeah, we've been busy. We were in northeastern Illinois.
Oh.
Sort of in the Chicago area. The wedding was actually in Yorkville, Illinois. Yes. And amazing, and it's happening here too, but along the flat land of Illinois, everywhere you look, there was a big combine out in the bean field.
Oh, I'm sure.
Out in the cornfield or whatever, and dust blowing everywhere.
We're dry.
Yeah, we are.
But anyway, good weekend for college football upsets.
Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Yes. I didn't hear anything about the Razorbacks winning.
Badgers won big.
Yeah. Half of my teams won.
Half of your teams won.
Yeah, you know, my two favorite teams are Arkansas and whoever plays the Badgers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Arkansas beat number 4 Tennessee, if you didn't hear that.
Oh, that's nice.
You didn't even have that on the radio.
No, I didn't. No, I missed that one. Well, I was gone all weekend.
Well, but that was they were top five team in the country.
Bigger news, though, was the number 1 going down, though.
Yeah, and then Missouri going down, Michigan going down. I mean, what, four of the top 10 teams got beat.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So, the team that upset
Vanderbilt.
Alabama. Yeah, Vanderbilt. Did you hear about they're going to get charged a whole bunch of money?
$100,000.
Because
Arkansas got charged $250,000.
Oh, is that right? I didn't hear that part of it.
Because it's their second offense.
Well, what did Arkansas do?
Well, they beat Tennessee.
I know, but what did they do? Wreck the goalposts and stuff?
No, they charged. And the SEC has you can't run, you can't charge on the field after the ball game.
So. Okay.
Huge fine.
But Vanderbilt not only did that, but they tore down the goalposts and threw them in the Tennessee River.
They drug them through Nashville. First time ever of beating a top, an AP top 10 team. That's just crazy.
Oh, it is. Yeah, absolutely.
But did you hear Nick Saban on Saturday?
No.
He goes, Vanderbilt should be the only team in the SEC that Alabama shouldn't have a problem with before the game.
Ooh.
Yeah, talk about some, that'd be some chalkboard material.
That might have been, right, exactly.
So,
we had some good high school games in the area.
Yes, we did.
Friday night, too.
Yeah, instant classic at Richland Center.
Yeah, that was a fun game to call. Mm-hmm. Richland Center getting a field goal with 9 seconds left to lift them up by a point. And
wow.
Still wasn't a done deal, but it did
That's
end.
That's pretty neat, though.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was so. A nail biter.
Anyway, I was doing fall ball yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Last day for fall softball. I Ithaca was there, and then I did Ithaca Friday night, Ithaca Thursday night, and then Ithaca Tuesday night. I think Ithaca's tired of all
that. I imagine they are.
So.
Huh. But in fact, that leads me to, we have a present for you today, Hank.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, delivered by one of your fans. So why don't you just go ahead and open it?
I'm afraid to.
No, I don't.
Oh,
I think it's
fine.
There
we go.
What do you have? Oh.
Oh, it's a referee shirt with
referee shirt.
With a target on the back,
it's got a bullseye on the back of the referee shirt. Nice.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Great. I really appreciate that.
And it says Hank on the front, too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Boy, that's great.
Yeah.
Will it fit you?
It doesn't matter. I could wear this in my Speedo and get really tight.
Oh.
Who was my friend that did that, buddy?
Well, it was made by Simply Country in Boscobel.
Imagine that.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Who? So,
Might be your buddy, your old pal that you get some tires fixed with once in a while.
Tire kicking Lynn. I sure appreciate that. Lynn? That's best joke of the day.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see. Are you reffing somewhere tonight?
I am.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep it quiet where I'm going now.
Well, you got your shirt with a target on it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm gonna keep it quiet now.
All right.
So thanks a lot, tire kicking Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Friends like that, you know what?
What do you know?
I don't need enemies. Apparently, I have one.
Do you have any jokes for us today?
A couple. Hey, you know, when chickens communicate, do you think they use foul language?
Yeah, they probably do. I know Speckled Pete did.
He was only towards you, though.
He was cursing all the time, and I was cursing back.
I'm sure you were.
You get those old spurs on your bare white legs. Yeah.
Ma!
Bruised me up pretty good, man.
Hey, everything was going great. Finally went on a date on Saturday, Phil.
Did you really?
I did. Good
for you.
Everything was great until she asked me if I wore boxers or briefs. I said, depends.
Yeah.
She just turned around and left.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
I didn't even get to finish.
Hank.
It doesn't get much better than that.
One Sunday morning, a mother went in to wake her son and tell him it was ready to go to church time. And he said, I'm not going. And she said, why not? He said, I'll give you two reasons. One, they don't like me. And two, I don't like them.
Okay.
His mother replied, I'll give you two good reasons why you should go to church. One, you're 54 years old, and the other, you're the pastor. Get there.
Yes.
Oh, yes. What do you do, Hank? What do you do?
My wife and I were sitting on the couch on the last night, Phil, watching the football game.
Ah, right.
And I hear a text that comes to my phone, realizing I left my phone in the kitchen. I get up to go get it. I read the text. It's from my wife and says, while you're in there, please bring me the chips.
No!
Oh. Well, it's
sound like a trouble communicating there.
Why can't you do? Hey, I went skydiving on Thursday. Did you hear about
no,
this?
No, I didn't know that. No.
I went skydiving on Thursday. The guy strapped himself to me. We jumped out of the plane, and as we plummeted to the earth, he said, so how long you been skydiving as an instructor?
Whoops.
Yep.
Hey, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, giving you hopefully a chuckle or a groan today.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Well, Hank, I went to the doctor over the weekend.
Everything okay, Phil?
I told the doctor that I'm incapable of doing all the things around the house that I used to do. And the examination was over, and the doctor says, okay. I said, what's wrong with me? And he said, in plain English, the doctor said, well, I think you're just lazy, Phil. And I said, okay, well, give me the medical term so I can tell June.
Wow.
What is the medical term for lazy? I don't know.
can you please give me a medical term for it?
Oh, well, what do you do?
That can't be Googled?
Yeah.
That cannot be Googled at all.
Uh-huh.
I signed up for an exercise class starting tomorrow, Phil.
You did?
I did. They said if I had any loose-fitting clothes.
Hmm.
I'm going, if I had any loose-fitting clothes, I wouldn't be signing up for this exercise class.
Keep adding some X's
yes,
on there.
Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. I was on a train the other morning.
Really?
Yeah, coming to work. And there's this woman looked at me sitting in the opposite seat. Every time you smile, I feel like inviting you to my place.
Really?
I was like, oh. I asked, are you single? She replied, no, I'm a dentist.
Oh, Hank.
Yes. Yeah. Here's something that most of us can relate to. The fact that my entire body cracks like a glow stick whenever I move, and yet to refuse to actually glow is very disappointing.
That's disappointing.
It is.
Get up off the couch.
So, let's see here.
Do you have a kicker?
I have a kicker, buddy.
Really? Get out of the way.
It's very good, Phil. It's The Chicken and the Road is what it's called. A chicken walks in the library and says, book, book, book. The librarian gives the chicken three books, and it leaves.
Oh, cool.
The next day, the chicken returns and says again, book, book, book. The librarian gives it three more books, and it leaves. Curious, the librarian decides to follow the chicken. She watches it go down the road, over a hill, and into a pond, where it hands the books to a frog. The frog looks at the books and says, read it, read it, read it.
Oh, Hank.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Well,
Better check that chicken's library card. I'm not sure. And how does a chicken carry three books? I suppose maybe one with a beak and two under each one right. each wing, maybe? Yeah. I don't know. Huh.
Or he's pulling a cart.
Could be. I never thought about that. Yeah.
You never know. But you, with all the questions, you just like, you just sliced right through my jokes. You don't even care about that.
Yeah.
You're actually thinking, how does a chicken? I'm thinking back, how does a chicken get into the library, and how does a librarian actually talk to a chicken?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Crazy.
Librarians are talented, so.
They are very talented.
Maybe they know chickenese or chicken whatever.
Phil, I hope you have
that
a great day.
Good, man.
Be kind.
Hey, that's old Hank Bray.